See you later, Darren. Thank you. Now, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and now Chicago. President Donald Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to U.S. cities is facing a strong pushback from the governor of Illinois, because at the moment, all states, apart from D.C., the states retain the power to deploy soldiers. But the Trump administration appears determined to test the limits of the state's powers, and it could try to use the military in support of general law enforcement, as is happening now in the U.S. Capitol. Our Washington correspondent and Sean Whelan reports.
Soldiers of the National Guard, part-time reservists deployed on the streets of America's capital, the most eye-catching part of President Trump's get tough approach to crime in Washington, D.C.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
The real impact on D.C. crime figures has been from a surge of federal law enforcement personnel from agencies like the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, and the Drugs Enforcement Agency, people who can actually make arrests and who are trained to deal with criminals. After 3 weeks, it's producing some results.
The difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge, and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C.
The mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, has won praise from President Trump for working with him to combat crime. But she's also drawn a clear distinction between the impact of extra police officers and the arrival of the military.
We know that we have had fewer gun crimes, fewer homicides, and we have experienced an extreme reduction in carjackings. What we know is not working is a break in trust between police and community, especially with new federal partners in our community. We know having masked ICE agents in the community has not worked. And National Guards from other states has not been an efficient use of those resources.
The District of Columbia has a strange legal status, a small federal enclave controlled by the President and Congress, but which has had home rule since 1973, which leaves most day-to-day running of things to the mayor. But ultimately, the president is in charge of policing the city, and he can order in National Guard troops if he wants, as the vice president, J.D. Vance, made clear.
Washington, D.C. got to a point where it was having a murder more than every other day. The national capital of the most powerful nation in the history of the world had a murder every other day, carjackings, armed robberies that rival literal third world countries. And the President of the United States said, this is America's city and enough is enough. And he deployed the National Guard to fix it.
But the law says the 50 states control their own National Guard forces, and the president can only send in military forces if the governor of a state requests it. Now attention is turning to Chicago, where the city's mayor and governor of Illinois, both Democrats, are pushing back strongly on suggestions from the Trump regime that this week they will send in the guard there.
13 of the top 20 cities in homicide rate have Republican governors. None of these cities is Chicago. 8 of the top 10 states with the highest homicide rates are led by Republicans. None of those states is Illinois.
The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, a billionaire who fancies himself the Democrats' presidential candidate in 2028, claims the president's actions are all about politics and optics, not about law enforcement.
This is not about fighting crime. This is about Donald Trump searching for any justification to deploy the military in a blue city, in a blue state, to try and intimidate his political rivals. This is about the President of the United States and his complicit lackey, Stephen Miller, searching for ways to lay the groundwork to circumvent our democracy, militarize our cities, and end elections. Find a family who's enjoying today sitting on their front porch and ask if they want their neighborhoods turned into a war zone by a wannabe dictator.
A lot of people are saying maybe we'd like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense and I'm a smart person. And when I see what's happening to our cities, and then you send in troops, instead of being praised, They're saying you're trying to take over the republic. These people are sick.
The US President Donald Trump ending that report from Sean Whelan at 7:48.